The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of this show may contain pre-recorded information.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson.
South Carolina Republican Party Chairman Drew McKissick.
Good morning, Joey.
From the 5th District, Congressman Ralph Norman.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Welcome in.
Hi, Joey.
Get caught up on what happened while you were sleeping with breaking news, weather, and traffic. Welcome to the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
It is 6:05 on this Tuesday, or is it Wednesday, or is it, what day is it? I always get all messed up when we have a holiday on a Monday. Glad to have you in on this Tuesday as we jumpstart this week. President Joe Biden showed what an ornery old man he actually is when questioned yesterday about the high-stakes debt ceiling vote expected later this week, probably tomorrow, refusing to tell reporters how he might persuade his skeptics of his own party while saying that the press doesn't live in the real world. The House is set to vote on the debt ceiling deal that was announced by Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy over the weekend. I guess it's what, Saturday, Sunday? It's a 99-page bill. It outlines the details of the agreement that was released. Actually, I guess it was released on Sunday. They came to an agreement on Saturday. We got to see the text on Sunday. However, when asked by a gaggle of the press about who got the better deal, Democrats or Republicans, basically saying, asking Mr. President, are you a good negotiator? Did you win or did Kevin McCarthy win? Biden insisted that it is a bipartisan deal. He didn't want to jinx it by crowing that maybe he got the better part of a deal. Who knows yet? When another reporter asked if the legislation would pass no question by June the 5th, which, by the way, I'm sure you heard that over the weekend as well. You know, June the 1st was the absolute drop-dead deadline, or the country was going to go into default. That Janet Yellen has been saying that for what? How many weeks? How many months? And then, conveniently, when it appeared that there wasn't going to be enough time to get this done by June the 1st, she changed the date. Well, actually, we have until June the 5th. If you guys can get it done by June the 5th, we're going to be okay. So Biden kind of snapped at the reporters yesterday, as he often does, kind of making them look like real idiots. Like, you know, you don't know what's going on here? Have you not been following this? Here's Biden, and this little what's changed with the press yesterday as he's coming back to Washington.
What's your message to House Democrats who have reservations about this compromise bill?
Talk to me.
Mr. President, what would you tell them?
I'm not going to tell you.
Why not?
Because you guys all get on and say, tell them what a good deal is. How about this was a 100% deal for the Democrats? Do you think it helped me get a pass?
Well, who got the better deal?
Do you think it helped me get a pass? Come on.
Who got the better deal, Democrats or Republicans?
Yes, sir. Bipartisan deal.
By June 5th?
Oh, yes.
No question.
Well, you realize you're not in the real world. No question. There is no reason why it shouldn't get done by the 5th. I'm confident that we'll get a vote in both houses, and we'll see.
Don't live in the real world. Speaker McCarthy said that the House will vote on the legislation tomorrow, this gave all members of the House the 72 hours. You know, when the Republicans could control of the House and McCarthy was elected Speaker, that's one of the rules that they reverted back to. You know how Pelosi loved to just dump hundreds of pages of a bill in front of you and ask you to vote on it without having the time to read through it. McCarthy reinstituted a rule that members of the House must have 72 hours to review a bill before they vote on it. So that would put them, since it was released, I guess, on Sunday, that would give them time through tomorrow to vote on this. Now, again, Secretary of Treasury Yellen extended their deadline to June the 5th before we will go into default. And exactly how does that happen? How did she conveniently decide, well, actually we can make it to June the 5th, but boy, don't go past June the 5th. You guys better get it done by June the 5th or we're going to go in default. Does she really know? And would we, if they don't get it done by June the 5th, would we really go into default? And what does default look like? Does everything close down? Some of the details of the bill, and we'll get through some of those throughout the morning. The legislation includes new work requirements for 50 to 54-year-old childless adults receiving food stamps. That's a good thing. That's what Senator Tim Scott has been asking for. It would accomplish this by applying a rule that's already in effect for childless 18 to 49-year-olds. It would just extend it to the higher age. It would rearrange $80 billion allocated to new IRS enforcement approved by Democrats last year. Now, this is an interesting part of this, and it's going to take a few days of kind of going through this, and hopefully we'll hear more during the debate on this tomorrow. Because I've gotten two different opinions on this whole IRS deal. You know, Republicans pledged that if they won a majority in the House, that they would eliminate the, what was it, like $80 billion or so that was going to hire 87,000 more IRS agents, presumably to go out and audit everybody. And they haven't been able to accomplish that yet. They don't say much about it. You don't hear much about it, but it's still there. And the IRS is hiring agents as quickly as they can. But according to some of the details that have been released by McCarthy and others, and this is why they're saying that this is a good deal for Republicans for now. And they preface this by saying, for now. And Newt Gingrich wrote an editorial piece yesterday that I'm going to share with you a little later in the morning. Because I think he probably does as good a job as anyone in just sort of breaking this down into terms that my simple mind can understand. And I trust Newt Gingrich pretty much. He's a smart guy. He's a policy wonk. And he has gone through this, he's probably read it multiple times, and he does a pretty good analysis. So I'll share that with you. But according to what he says, and others have said, is in relationship to the IRS agents, that yes, it's the current language says that it will take a portion, like $10 billion, away from the IRS. Well, you've got some people saying, well, that's, you know, we want all of that money clawed back. But the point is, that's the, whatever that amount is, I think it's like $10 billion, is for this year only. And McCarthy is saying, hey, this is just step one. This will totally defund any additional IRS agents for this coming year. We'll get the rest of them next year, and we'll keep adding to that. We'll keep clawing some back every year until we eliminate it. The deal would also lower non-defense discretionary spending by 1% to fiscal year 2022 levels, and then cap annual increases in that spending category to 1%, effectively reducing spending because inflation, of course, is so high. A New York Times analysis said that the deal would result in a $55 billion reduction in government spending next year and an $81 billion reduction in the following year in 2025. I mean, that I guess, is a step in the right direction. I mean, as I listened to some of the arguments and I read some of the analysis, I'm thinking, are we really getting a good deal here? But when you look at it from the standpoint of some of the spending reductions, it's the first time since Joe Biden has been in the Oval Office that we've even talked about spending reductions. Of course, there's all kind of reaction to this from the Republican members of the House. We'll go through some of those. A lot to cover on this Tuesday that feels like a Monday. 877-235-9405 is how you join the conversation on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Talk Line. We've got a lot to cover here. Of course, reminder that our Patriots for America 2023 coming up with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Gallagher. That's June the 9th. There's still some tickets available. We're going to be giving away some tickets each day again this week, like we did last week. And as the feds are debating on how much federal government needs to spend, we got an interesting little development here locally. If you live in Greenville County, listen up, because up next I'm going to explain to you how you need to hold on to your wallet, because there's an interesting development on Greenville County Council and a possible pretty sizable property tax increase. And we'll get your phone calls and your comments on the Big Rock text line. For all your natural stone and hardscape needs, visit GoBigRock.com. It's 17 past the hour.
It's the Morning Answer on 94.5, The Answer.
Hey, we're seeing more and more people come into the upstate. It's just growing. Housing being built everywhere. Condos, apartments. While we're happy to welcome the newcomers into our fabulous little piece of paradise here, it's also making it tougher and tougher to find a home at a reasonable rate. But rather than overpaying for a property that maybe you just don't absolutely love, you're just kind of settling for it, why not build the home of your dreams? Why not build the home that checks off all the boxes? That's exactly what America's Home Place offers. They're a one-stop shop for everything you need when it comes to building a new home. They'll be with you every step of the way, from the initial design all the way through the construction of your new home. But if you're like a lot of people, one thing that may be holding you back is the skyrocketing mortgage rates. Yes, they're pretty high right now. We've enjoyed incredible low rates for a few years. Those are gone for now. They'll come back. Luckily for you, though, America's Home Place has you covered on that front as well. They partner with a number of lenders so they can help you find the terms and the rates that are best for you so that you can build that house right now. It's truly a turnkey operation when it comes to building the home of your future. You can find them in Anderson and in Greer, or connect with them online 24/7, 365 days out of the year at americashomeplace.com, americashomeplace.com. It's 19 past the hour.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka says we have the proof.
The John Durham report into the Russia collusion hoax. It may not lead to any prosecutions, at least not in the next 18 months here in America, for obvious reasons. But it is proof that we have a political police force and a politicized intelligence community, including the CIA and the NSA.
Get the right answer with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, weeknights at 9 on 94.5. The Answer.
Stock market correction has begun in 2023. It's Dennis Prager here with Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. Greg, what does this correction mean for everyday Americans?
Dennis, what I'd ask is, what are they doing to protect their wealth?
What do you mean by that?
Well, for over 33 years, I've helped thousands of retirees safely protect their money from stock market risk, earning a reasonable rate of return.
And how do you do that?
We use safe money strategies that create a pension-like income, sometimes earning over 5% without risk. We'll show them how to add over 30% to their 401ks or IRAs immediately.
So you help them create a tax-free income strategy.
Exactly, Dennis. They should ask about our P-slip and our inflation-friendly increasing income, helping them keep up with inflation that our government has caused while never outliving their income.
That's an important thing now more than ever. Have peace of mind with your retirement by calling Greg Ellie at 800-440-0434.
Or go to MyMoneyIsSafe.com.
You heard him. MyMoneyIsSafe.com.
Oh, I just got hit with another big doctor bill. These deductibles are killing me.
Yeah, I don't deal with those anymore.
What do you mean? Everybody has deductibles.
Not with Real Choice Healthcare. Christian Levis saved me a ton on my health insurance, and I got better coverage.
Is this Obamacare?
No, those government plans are expensive because you pay for coverage you don't need. If you're in pretty good health, you can get better coverage and save up to 30 to 60%.
Well, I signed up with another plan and have to wait until open enrollment to apply.
There are no penalties for stopping the plan you have now.
No penalties?
The laws have changed. Now more than ever, it's important to have good health insurance at a price you can afford. My dentist just signed up his office as a group.
Well, it sounds like I need to call Real Choice Healthcare.
At this time, we all need affordable health insurance that we can rely on. Call Christian at his new number, 864-756-3000. 3770. That's 864-756-3770 or go to realchoicehealthcare.com. That's realchoicehealthcare.com. A quality plan managed by you, not the government.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson and Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company for nearly six decades, Joe Robertson and Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson and Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installations, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson and Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Welcome back to The Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line. 877-235-9405. PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official partner of the Clemson Tigers. Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
It is 6:24 on this Tuesday morning, 63 degrees at the GSP International Airport, 61 in Spartanburg and Anderson, 60 in Salem, 58 in Hendersonville, 60 in Rutherfordton, and 56 in Clayton. What a great Memorial weekend we had. Hope you had a good one as well. You know, it's kind of odd, though, that what's the day? The 30th, May the 30th. And we're having this nice, cool weather, which I love it. But it just doesn't seem like we're this close to June the 1st, does it? We're not having the 80-plus degree days out there. I mean, it was just so pleasant. Of course, we had some rain part of the time, too, and that kind of dampened the part of the weekend. But hope you had a wonderful Memorial weekend, a nice long weekend. It's Tuesday, back to work, and the U.S. House of Representatives are back to work as they're debating this deal that Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Joe Biden came up with. You know, you could look at this in one respect as a win for the GOP just from the standpoint that Joe Biden had to come to the table. Because, you know, early on, he He claimed he was not going to negotiate with Kevin McCarthy. Well, he had to eat crow, didn't he? That's a bit satisfying in itself that Joe Biden had to come back to the table and sit down with Kevin McCarthy and talk these things through. 877-235-9405 is how you join the conversation. You can call option one. Tommy puts you in queue. We'll talk. Option two, you can leave us a quick message. And option three, just send me a quick note on the Big Rock text line. Dennis from Rail, Georgia, saying, listening to Ralph Norman yesterday, he was cautiously not happy. He said he was hearing things that bothered him greatly. Yes, I read that too. You know, we need to have Congressman Norman on. Maybe we can get him tomorrow morning. He tweeted, this deal, in quotations, is insanity. A $4 trillion debt ceiling increase with virtually no cuts is not what we agreed to. Not going to vote to bankrupt our country. The American people deserve better. Ralph Norman. Senator Ted Cruz agreeing. He's right. There's not one thing for Dems. There are 4 trillion things, a blank check for Democrats, plus 87,000 things, new IRS agents to harass Americans, all in exchange for eliminating virtually all of the House's spending cuts. My colleague on the Salem Network, Charlie Kirk, mad about the debt ceiling deal? It's the neocons who were holding this entire deal hostage. They refused to budge on any cuts to our woke military. We could have had a much better deal if we'd had a GOP willing to limit money we send to countries that hate us. Representative Dan Bishop from North Carolina tweeted that the deal locks in spending on bureaucracy at post-COVID levels. And I think that's probably the biggest concern of a lot of people is we needed to go back to pre-COVID spending. Spending during COVID got way out of hand. Not only under Joe Biden, President Donald Trump and the Republicans during COVID, they did their fair share of spending as well. Because everybody was anxious. Everybody was reacting to this pandemic, a situation that we had not been in a long, long time. So the what we thought was the answer or was to throw money at it. By the way, it does claw back a pretty good, a sizable chunk of COVID spending that never has been spent. You and I have talked about that many times. It never made sense to me that we were approving all of this, quote, emergency money for COVID. And here we are, what, 3 years later, and a lot of it hasn't been spent because governments at all levels, local, state, federal, didn't know how to spend it. They could, you know, there was so much money approved during COVID, under the guise of COVID, that they couldn't spend it fast enough. That's how much money was just thrown away. McCarthy and his allies argue that the agreement with Biden is an important first step to containing federal spending, admitting that there's, you know, a lot more work to be done.
After weeks of negotiations, we have come to an agreement in principle. We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people. It has historic reductions in spending, consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce, rein in government overreach. There are no new taxes, no new government programs. There's a lot more within the bill.
Kevin McCarthy, as he was explaining the bill over the weekend. Hey, quick reminder. June the 9th, that's Friday of next week, Friday week, is our Patriots for America 2023, featuring Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Mike Gallagher. If you haven't purchased your ticket yet, you need to go ahead and do so, please, because we want you there, number one. Number two is we're going to fill the room up here pretty quickly. We're going to continue what we did last week. We gave away a pair of tickets every single day. We'll continue doing that this week. If you're interested in winning a couple of tickets, then just text the keyword PATRIOT to 877-235-9405, our Big Rock text line. Just text the keyword PATRIOT, and I'll send you instructions. So I'm going to need for you to email me your contact info, and that will enter you for today's drawing. But it's going to be a wonderful evening, a two-tier event. We have a VIP meet-and-greet. Doors will open for that around 5:30 at the Davenport in downtown Greer. You'll have a little extra time to spend with Dr. Gorka and Mike Gallagher. Then at 7, the main event starts. We'll walk across the street to the historic Greer Depot, where Dr. Gorka and Mike Gallagher will have an evening of lively discussion. So if you want to join us, and I hope you do, then just text the keyword PATRIOT to 877-235-9405, and maybe you're today's lucky winner of a couple of tickets. If not, go ahead and go to the website and purchase a couple of tickets and plan to join us June the 9th. It's 6:31 on The Morning Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.